We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Basketball fans can turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Just place a single first basket score prop bet on any NBA game. If your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. Wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Turn game time into showtime with BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager and physically present in Kansas to bet. New and existing customer offer, all promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. All right, welcome in, everybody. Oh, man. Tommy, what do we think about the Wichita Wind Surge selling? So that news coming out yesterday, the Surge announced that they're going to have new ownership now, selling to a group that has a lot of experience in that realm, owning and operating these teams. This is pretty big news, I think. And Wichita deserves it. Wichita deserves a great and amazing summer pastime. We ponied up to build the new stadium. And I think, Tommy, that some of the buzz has been muffled a little bit over the first two seasons. And I hope that that energy is restored as it was right out of the gates. I have messaged with people I know in the industry who are, you know, with some other organizations and things. And I've kind of been told basically Wichita should be really excited about this new group coming in. They're very aggressive. They want to do big things. They're a really good group. And I hope that that's the case because, you know, the big, beautiful downtown ballpark needs to be a centerpiece for this city. That's what it was billed as. That's what, you know, we're supposed to have. We're supposed to have all the development around the ballpark. And that's been a dicey situation, to say the least. And it's time to get it right, make it right, and let's get what we paid for.
Yeah, there have been quite a few broken promises, I think, over the last couple of years. Some of that, I think, is out of everybody's hands.
Sure.
I mean, I want to be fair about that.
Sure.
You know, you've got COVID that, you know, came in and disrupted the opening season of Wind Surge baseball. Then you had the entire reshuffling of minor league baseball, and they went from a triple-A team to a double-A team. That's really out of everybody's control. Of course, the death of Lou Schweckheimer was tragic, and you know, that was really terrible timing also. And you know, he was the visionary behind this team coming to Wichita and Riverfront Stadium. So there were some things that, you know, were out of everybody's control. So I want to be fair about that. But overall, it's been really hit and miss the first couple of years. Now, the stadium is beautiful. I think anybody who has ever stepped foot inside Riverfront Stadium could tell you that and would say, yeah, this is a state-of-the-art, beautiful ballpark in the center of the city, and it absolutely should be the centerpiece of this community, and it should be used all the time. You know, for things outside of baseball, it should be used frequently and for a lot of different reasons. And so hopefully that happens with this new ownership group, but I feel like the community, the fans, the people that, you know, spearheaded bringing this team to Wichita and really wanted to have affiliated baseball back in Wichita, they deserve to have an ownership group that will come in and actually fulfill the potential that everybody was kind of sold when this whole thing came about several years ago.
Yeah, I mean, look, I am not typically an advocate of a large amount of public dollars going to these kinds of projects unless it's going to make the city better, right? If it's an investment that spurs economic growth, then I'm all for it. Case in point, the Royals. If they ask for public dollars to build that downtown ballpark, that would be a scenario where I would be okay with ponying up the public dollars to do it because I think it elevates Kansas City to a level of some other big-time cities in this country to have that. So, yes, if the Kansas City Chiefs came across the border and said, we want to build in Kansas a new football stadium and operate out of Kansas, but we want the state of Kansas to pay for it, that would be a situation where I'd say, tell me where to sign, right? Because it would become the greatest economic output, essentially, in the state of Kansas. Like, there are situations where you want to be aggressive. There are some where you don't. The city of San Diego, they dug their heels in on a new stadium where Qualcomm was, and they wanted it, and they said, no, like, it's not, we don't need to do that. And that's, and I thought they were probably right. And we're seeing some of that go away. New stadiums in LA, a new stadium in Denver, those are both going to be privately financed. A lot of what the Royals will do with their downtown ballpark will be privately financed. So that trend is going away, and it's simple. I mean, if you've got all this money in the world, why wouldn't you want that real estate, right? Like, why would you want somebody else to have that? Just go pony up and pay for it yourself. And that's what we're starting to see. In a city like Wichita, who's competing with cities like Omaha, for instance, or Tulsa, or whatever, similar sized cities, right? You want to position yourself to be competitive with those cities. A downtown ballpark can be a piece of that if you get all the economic development around it to make it worth it. And you see that in Oklahoma City. You have Bricktown, right? Like, that was the appeal of a downtown ballpark. The appeal of a downtown ballpark is never and has never been to play minor league baseball games there. I mean, it's just not. If you want to really get down to it, people want to go down there for the experience. Everybody loves baseball. Who doesn't want to sit outside and watch a baseball game? But if you try to make it about the baseball, it's never going to work, right? It has to be about the experience. You got to be able to get there, get your family in for a reasonable amount of money, have a couple beers, have a hot dog, let your kids have some ice cream, and get out of there without breaking the bank. That's what's going to get it done. And, oh, by the way, maybe you stick around after the game and go down to that restaurant right there. Maybe there's some apartments put up down there where people want to rent out because of the view and the aesthetics and all of those things. That's what the reason you build a downtown ballpark is. You use it as an outdoor venue for concerts all summer long. They ought to be playing a high school football game there every week. It was fantastic. They basically sold the place out for the Holy War. I wouldn't play that game anywhere else moving forward. Play as many football games as you can there. Get the NBC World Series back downtown where it belongs. I don't know all the details of that, but I know it's a mess. Get it back down there. No reason those games shouldn't be being played at Riverfront Stadium. All of those things need to happen to make this venture successful. Not, let's just play baseball games there. Who knows what's happening with the development now? Because we're all confused by that, right? That's not okay. That's not what we ponied up public dollars to pay for. So let's get it right. Again, I'm told we should be excited about this group coming in. They're aggressive. They are experienced. They know what they want to do, and they have big goals and big dreams, just like the city of Wichita did when it ponied up the money to build a new downtown ballpark for a minor league baseball team.
There was a mentality when the Windsurge came to town and they were actually finally able to play baseball. There was a mentality that they were going to come in as an organization and they were basically going to set the market. They were going to tell the market, here's how much it's going to cost to do everything, for concessions, for tickets, for merch, for all of that. We're going to add fees. We're going to, you know, put dollars at the end of your receipt that you don't know are going to be there. There were some blunders. There were some miscues from the beginning that I think that kind of contributed to eroding some of the public support for this team and the, you know, this organization to be in Wichita. they've got to turn that around. There's got to be a little bit of a PR push with this new ownership group to show, hey, we care about being in Wichita. We care about putting out family-friendly and affordable entertainment, not just during the summer with Wind Surge Baseball, but with other things. I'm 100% in agreement with you. There is no reason that the NBC tournament should not be at Riverfront Stadium every single summer. And it is it's an insult that it's not been at Riverfront Stadium every single
year. I don't know what
year.
The scheduling will allow for now with minor league
care.
Baseball controlling
matter.
That.
I mean,
well, it does if minor league baseball won't let you do it. I mean, that's the one thing about that I don't fully understand, because now you're at the mercy of minor league baseball scheduling. But on both sides, you got to figure out a way to try to work around that. Even if you don't play every game there, you play every game that you can there.
Right. So, look, I'm from Wichita. I'm born and raised here, grew up going to Wichita Wranglers games, and grew up going to the NBC tournament. And, you know, they were able to coexist, and that was minor league baseball. Obviously, we're talking 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
So maybe things have changed, you know, during that time. But I know the importance of having an affiliated minor league baseball team in Wichita. And having it be kind of the centerpiece of the summer for Wichita and for a community this size. When the Wranglers left town, it left a significant hole, not only for baseball fans, but anybody that was going to do anything in that part of Wichita, on the west side of the river, in the Delano District. There just wasn't hardly anything to do, or really at all. There was, you know, kind of, there was blight in that area and rundown buildings and, you know, you name it. And so I'm really intrigued to know how the development around that ballpark will go. One of the things that I read about this new ownership group is that they're purchasing the team. They're not purchasing the land around the team. That's not part of the deal. And so I'm really, really interested to see, will that development that's been long promised and that the city sold for a song and a dance, basically, if that's going to end up being developed and actually turning it into, you know, something similar to what we see in Oklahoma City, or, you know, cities like that, where you've got an entire district around the ballpark. I'm going to be cautiously optimistic that, yes, that will happen. I think it should happen, but I'm not going to hold my breath either.
We, Tommy and I are both in a position that we hear lots of things, right? Tommy works in minor league sports. I work for a television station as well as here. And we hear lots of things. The vibe and the feel of it has to change. That trust and that excitement of getting this thing done is not here anymore. And there's a lot of reasons for that. You laid out the reasons out of everybody's control right off the top. Lou dying was brutal. That was brutal timing and a big blow. COVID, minor league baseball changing. All of these things contribute. But there are a lot of things that have been controllable that people don't trust either. And I don't think that those people are wrong, and I think they have every right to feel that way. That stuff has to change. It has to change inside that ballpark first and foremost. Because here's the reality. If people are going to the games, if you're having events there that are exciting, then the development happens because it's great property, right? If you've got summer venues where people are in and out of there every single weekend, as they should be, right? When there's not baseball being played there, something should be happening there. And when that starts happening and people start going, the rest will come. If you build it, they will come. Well, if you build it and people go to it, you know, then you get the rest. And I hope with you that takes care of itself once the other part is taken care of. Because right now, that buzz, that excitement, that trust from the very beginning of this thing is not there anymore.
And listen, I want to be very clear about this. You know, I work for the Wichita Thunder. So I'm in minor league sports. I know that you can't get it right all the time, and that you're not going to make everybody happy all the time. It's impossible. And sometimes you have to make business decisions that you think are best for your organization financially and to stay viable, and things that maybe the fan base and the public are not going to necessarily embrace. But they maybe don't know the inner workings behind it. So I do have a little bit of, I guess, sympathy or empathy, I guess, for that, because I'm in that world too. I understand that. I understand that there are going to be some unpopular decisions that are made for the viability of the organization. That being said, there have been some public PR blunders that I think are avoidable. There have been some things that have happened. There have been some articles that have been written that have been less than flattering about the organization and their lack of flexibility and their rigidness and, you know, their unwillingness to work well with community leaders and community other community organizations and, you know, different things that want to use the stadium as a community center point and things like that. That stuff is avoidable and it can be changed. It can be improved in the future. I certainly hope that this new group that comes in is able to do that and make that happen, because that's what this city deserves. And especially if tax dollars are being spent by the community, they absolutely deserve to have that stadium and that organization be everything that they need it to be.
I certainly have sympathy for tough business decisions. My family runs one business and we're opening another one on Friday. I get that piece. Guess how many city dollars went into paying for my family's business?
Exactly. Yeah.
Zero.
Yep.
So the public accountability piece is different, but it's there. It is absolutely there. Tough business decisions are one thing. Tough business decisions when the taxpayers have helped fund that thing is a whole lot different. And yep. It's not any different than the accountability piece for Wichita State. That's publicly funded things happening at Wichita State. So I was furious when Darren Boatwright was fired and we got absolutely zero reasoning or accountability from the administration. Man, that's your highest paid public employee, essentially, for a public institution. You can't tell us why? Like, that's unacceptable. So sometimes there are different levels of accountability. And the second you ask for any public money to fund your project, there's an accountability to the public, period, end of story, right? Like, you can, well, we don't need to get into a philosophical conversation, but get it right. The city deserves it. Give the city what it signed up for. Hopefully a new ownership group can refresh the energy and recharge the organization to plow forward and be a real centerpiece for this city, which is what it should be. We'll come back. We want to talk about the college transfer portal as we switch gears here on Sports Daily. That's coming up for you next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.